Let's go to Pretoria now, where International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor is hosting her Zimbabwean counterpart, Frederick Chava. They're expecting discussing bilateral relations as well as continental and international issues of mutual concern. Of course, this issue around the ZEP permits is also likely to be a key talking point. Tumalo Mahlaudi is a senior reporter at Newsroom Africa. Tumalo, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What's on the agenda there today as Naledi Pandor meets with her Zimbabwean counterpart?
A very good afternoon, Mandy. Well, on the agenda is talking about the bilaterals between South Africa and Zimbabwe and some of the issues around trade and investment, and especially the issue of peace and security. We know that peace and security has come into sharp focus over the last few weeks, especially because of what had happened out in the Westland of Gauteng, whereby those women were brutally, violated, gang raped, and assaulted by several suspects. Good news is there have been arrests made, so that particular process is before the court. However, what the minister from Zimbabwe, Mr. Chava, said is that, of course, South Africa and Zimbabwe is working very closely in terms of ensuring that they cover peace and security and stability. And he has called in no uncertain terms for his fellow countrymen and for others in the SADC region not to engage in any criminality, whether they're in South Africa or elsewhere. But he was saying very strongly that, as Zimbabwe, the stance is that they don't condone any illegality or any criminality. So this is the message that has come across. But of course, another message, he thanked South Africa for its cooperation. I can tell you that by that, he means that trade had increased between South Africa and Zimbabwe, even during COVID-19, Mandy. And he put the figures there, if I'm correct, during COVID-19, the trade had increased by upwards of several billion rand. And this would certainly bode well for both countries, and would suggest that South Africa still stands by Zimbabwe in terms of trying to ensure that country's economy is revived and certainly stabilized. However, he also lauded the creation of the special force that is meant to, basically police our borders with Zimbabwe to ensure that the issue of unchecked migration is sorted out. And he also spoke about the issue of the special permits coming to an end, saying that as that particular deadline looms, those particular people who fall under those special permits should rather seek to come back to Zimbabwe and help rebuild the country instead of lamenting the end of that special dispensation, which would allow Zimbabweans who are in the country, under certain conditions, including economic refugee status, to basically return home with a view of rebuilding a stable Zimbabwe.
Tumalo, thank you so much. Tumalo Mahlaudi, senior reporter at Newsroom Africa, wrapping up that briefing from the International Relations Minister, Naledi Pandor, and her Zim counterpart, Frederick Chava, in Pretoria. Interesting point there on the ZEP permits. The Zimbabwean minister saying, come home, don't complain and lament the fact that this permit is running out. But for those people that have been here for a decade or longer, I wonder if it is that simple, or is that the right approach, saying rather come home and help us build society in Zimbabwe.